What are the business plans for the real estate agent? Pretty simple stuff. They're not going to work with divorce attorneys. They're not going to call on builders. They're not going to work with HR. What the objective is they do basically open houses, that they have 30-day business plans, not one-year business plans. People aren't thinking that far in advance. They're not mega, they're not moderate. They're just trying to figure out in the next 30 days, can I sell a piece of real estate? If I could sell a few houses this year, I'm just delighted. That's the mindset, that's the person we want. We don't want people who are going to light up the world here, because they'll leave you. They won't want to be part of this program on a team. So the business plan, hey Beth, hey Bob, we have 4 weeks ahead of us here in the month of May, whatever the case, and we have listing inventory in the company. We have my own listings, and we have all these other listings other agents have in the company who will gladly have you hold those properties open. And we will equip them how to do open houses through our training. You probably have great training as well. We'd like to add to that to make sure that the realtors are great at converting buyers as they cruise through their property. Create buyer and listing opportunities for you. So open houses, geographic farming to participate in an area that you want to geographic farm. Somebody's got to knock doors. Somebody has to take the surveys. Now, when business comes out of that geographic farm, then you don't have to be the one out there, but you are the brand. Personally, I've had about 9 geographic farms going at the same time. What I did was find agents who were on my team to basically who lived in that subdivision or that area, because when they had to go to work, they were already there and they were enthusiastic about meeting their neighbors and participating in, if you will, doing surveys or door hangers if they were okay in that city, things like that. Again, these are very simple things that part-time agents can do. They're not looking for complicated. How do I stay in real estate? I love that I'm doing real estate. Of course, there's social media, some basic plans that whenever the company lists a property, they put it out there. Whether it's their listing or somebody else's, unless you have a reason to not allow that, why wouldn't they post all the listings at their site? At their Facebook site and get their friends to say, oh, you listed something. Yes, our firm did. Whatever that is. And then lastly is some form of networking. It's marketing, prospecting, and networking. And networking could be, are they a member of some group? Are they, you know, in their children's school? Or if they go to church, are they leading a group? Are they participating in a group? Are they working in the children's ministry? Are they in a position of networking? Again, at school, are they volunteering for something? Or are they in a B&I or a chamber of commerce? Networking. Prospecting is open houses. And then marketing is social media. We want them to do all three. So I want you to imagine 10 people on your team, not independent cats in your company, but 10 people who are on your sled dog team in a line who say to you, what should I do this week? What should I do next week? Again, that's a 30-day plan. They really know what they're doing. And your amount of interacting, let's go ahead and segue to the next audio about what your interaction time is.